Hey guys.
It's Royal Rumble week.
I'm actually more excited for Royal Rumble than I am for WrestleMania, so.
I know. It's like WrestleMania is going to suck, but well, other than the Friday before, because you know, that's going to be that's the highlight of the weekend, guys.
Right.
But I mean, yeah, the Friday before obviously because it's the New Japan show, the New Impact show, and, you know, Wyndham. So, yeah, WrestleMania, I'm not even going. I'm not even going to be there. Unless I can get a cheap ticket. Plus, I'm leaving the next day, so I'm not even going to be on the second day. I'm not even in Dallas. I'll be home before WrestleMania.
Are you leaving early, though?
Yeah, I'll be home. I get back here at 12:30 on Sunday.
So you would have to be out late for WrestleMania and then get up early the next morning.
Uh-huh, which I don't think I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And it's far. And it's far. But there could be other shows going on at the same time. So, like Effie's Big Gay Brunch, which I hope is Saturday morning. Because if it's not, I'm going to be like, sir, Effie, I wanted to go to your brunch and now I can't. Because if it's Friday morning, I have plans. Plans Friday morning, sir. But anyway, I don't really know who is going to win. Well, we know one because like it's kind of obvious at this point, which I hate.
Ugh.
I fucking hate it.
Me too.
Fuck that bitch. Go home and stay with your I am all for feminism, but for you, go home and stay with your fucking kid. Okay. All for feminism. Don't get me wrong, but you know, stay with your fucking kid. Anyway.
How old is that kid? Not that old, right?
Not that old. Like, go home and
She had them after Becky had her baby?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go home and breastfeed, for the love of God. That baby needs you. God, mother of the fucking year. That, you know what? She probably, like, pawned that kid off on a nanny and was like, huh, go fuck yourself, kid. I gotta go with a belt.
I don't even see that because she doesn't seem to care. I think she's
I don't think she gives a shit about that kid.
She probably cares about the belt. I think she just wants the money. Payday.
True, her husband doesn't have a job. So, you know, somebody's got to be the breadwinner. Anyway.
Ugh. Yep, so Rhonda apparently is going to win.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Maybe we should, since we kind of figured that's what it's going to be, we should do our final four instead of.
I think so. Because, okay, so the women's one, we may have the same final four, but the men's one, we might have a very different final four.
Might.
We might, because it took me until this morning to finalize my pick for the men's.
Oh.
I know. I was like, who could it be? Who could it be? Oh my God. Like, oh my God. I had no idea. And now I know. I know now who it is. So,
we can go through the whole card or?
Let's just do the Rumbles first.
All right.
The rest of the card is pretty self-explanatory. I don't think we could be like, oh yeah, there's a whole lot of argument over the Miz and Maryse versus Edge and Beth Phoenix. Yeah, no. So let's start with the women's. So we're pretty sure Rhonda's gonna win. And I hate it. And I think it's the most fucked up, stupid thing. Go stay with your fucking kid, hooker. Anyway, so we don't know her.
I mean, on the plus side, Tony Khan's probably envious of it, if that makes you feel any better.
I mean, true. He is probably very envious that he can't sign somebody like that.
Yeah. That makes it a little better.
That does make my heart feel a little better. You know, still, fuck them both. Fuck them both. So, I think the final four is going to be, obviously, fucking Rhonda. I've got to stick up my ass, Rousey. Rhonda, I'm killing the business in not a good way, Rousey. Rhonda, I hate the fans and this business, Rousey. Rhonda, I big game everybody, Rousey. I bet she doesn't shake anybody's hand. Ugh. What a fucking, ugh. I mean, come on. I show up at wrestling shows and instantly shake people's hands. And this bitch probably is like, yeah, fuck y'all. I'm Rhonda. And for once, I'm like, Sasha, you were onto something with this one. But Sasha probably hates that bitch.
Probably.
And I do too. All right, second person, Bailey. Bailey, who I actually had to win.
Ugh, I'm not happy about that.
Because she would face Charlotte Flair.
I just don't like Bailey at all, though. I just can't.
I like new Bailey. I didn't like old Bailey. I like.
I don't like either one.
Number three, Asuka.
Ah.
Who would be returning. So there's two returns in my final four. And number four, the other woman I had to win, Bianca Belair.
Oh.
I originally had Bianca Belair. And then I was like, oh no, it's going to be Bailey. And then I was like, oh, it's Bianca. No, it's Bailey. And then it's like, oh, it's wrong. That's my final four. Which is a good final four.
Rhonda. It's probably accurate.
It's pretty accurate.
I think the only names you might could throw around for in those places would be Liv, for sure. And maybe even, honestly, Lita, because they might give Lita something like that.
Well, and a lot of people are saying that maybe Charlotte could win the whole thing, and she would pick Lita to be her opponent.
Could be.
I don't see that happening, especially if Rhonda's in it. If Rhonda's in it, no, that's not happening.
Yeah.
I could see Charlotte winning the Elimination Chamber and choosing Lita if we're going to go that route. But I don't, if Rhonda's in the match, no.
Well, Lita may even stay on because she said she thought she had one more run in her. So she may even stay on and be in the Elimination Chamber.
I don't know if she would go to, you know.
That's true.
So that's my final four.
Sounds about right.
What says you?
Well, no, that's what I was thinking was Rhonda, Bianca, Liv, and Lita. That was my four.
Okay. I think that is pretty realistic.
The only they have to leave living there too
Liv
long.
Because I feel like they may not have anything. They're just like, well, you can't beat Becky, so.
Well, that's true, but I feel like they know how much the fans like her. They might leave her in there a while.
It's a pity.
Hmm.
A pity. She'll be eliminated by Rhonda and everybody will fucking lose their shit. God, could you imagine? People would flip the fuck out and it would be beautiful.
It's true.
It's going to be beautiful. Yes. So, I think we're both pretty.
It's not far-fetched.
I can see either one. Yeah. I mean, the only other person I could see maybe replacing Bailey would be Mickie James because they're, like, trying to tease, oh, could she do it? And
that's true.
Take the Impact belt to WrestleMania and then, you know, kind of like that. But I don't think they will because Vince probably doesn't want her to look that strong.
Makes sense.
All right. Next question for the Women's Rumble. Who will be the surprises? Obviously, you know two of mine. Because there is 8 spots.
So those two, I think you're right. So then that leaves 6. So that leaves 6 spots.
And there's you can factor in NXT people.
So you're including the ones they've already announced then?
Oh, yeah. So okay. Everybody announces there's 8 spots other than the people. There's 22 already announced. So you have 8 left.
I just don't know how many they're going to... I know they asked the Iconics to do it, and they said no.
Yeah.
So, I'm just wondering who else they would have asked. If they would only ask people that had been in WWE before or not.
My... The idea I had is probably not going to work anymore. Because I thought it was going to be Tennille, but now Tennille has COVID. So probably not Tennille.
Nope.
Melina?
Oh, that's a good one.
Melina. She's in NWA.
Did they announce Trish? They didn't, right?
No, but Trish said she's busy.
She could be there, though.
Somebody said, what if the Iconics actually do show up and the whole we're not going to show up was just a ploy?
Could be.
It could be. I think, I mean, it's NXT. I think Raquel Gonzalez will be in it. Io. I think Io will be in it. Because they're supposed to be called up.
Yeah, I read that. Yeah.
Yes. So I think they'll be in it.
Dakota Kai, maybe.
Maybe. I heard rumor Lacey Evans might be coming back.
Oh.
I wouldn't like.
Ugh.
No, thank you. Forbidden Door-wise, I think Mickey will be it. I think they might have two in the men's Forbidden Door. But I think Mickey might be the only one.
Unless the Iconics show up.
Unless they show up. Or, I mean, if they weren't going to go somebody who's already been in the company, I could see them getting somebody like Jessica Havoc just for, like, oh my God, she's a giant kind of a thing. I could see that. Or, I know Rosemary is injured, so it's not Rosemary. Maybe, I don't think Alicia Edwards, I don't think.
Yeah. Did they ever say what happened to, what's her face that nobody likes that was the racist?
Tessa?
Yeah.
She's on, Wow. Oh. Women of Wrestling. And guess who the producer is for that?
Who?
AJ Lee.
AJ has been a rumor.
I don't think Tessa will be in it. I would be, if Tessa showed up in it, I would probably be like, what the fuck? That's a what the fuck.
It is.
Not in a good way.
No, but people would go crazy though.
And if she won it, went against Charlotte, that's the dream match. But. Uh-huh. Okay, my dream scenario Paige. Is never going to happen. But this was my dream scenario. Mickey wins the Rumble. And it's Charlotte versus Mickey. And you have Charlotte Flair show up on Impact.
Oh.
But it's not going to happen.
We forgot about Paige.
I keep going back and forth. Like, I'm like, yeah, she's totally going to be in it. And I'm like, I don't know if it's going to be this year. I don't know if it's this year. Maybe next year. Maybe. Because I'm like, has she... And I don't know how long she's been training. So I'm like, has she had enough time? Like, is she actually cleared? Or is this a situation where it's like, oh, we're going to see? Like, oh, we'll see if you get cleared. So, I don't know. I don't know. I hope, yes... I'm gonna go no, but I would hope yes.
People would freak out about that.
I'd lose my shit.
That'd if she came out, she might be in the final four if she comes out. Yeah. I could see that.
A lot of people are saying that Naomi could be in the final four.
Huh.
I don't know. Now that we're pretty sure Ronda's gonna win the whole goddamn thing. Yeah. Not a fan of that at all. But yeah, I think Mickey is the only one that I could see Forbidden Door wise. Because I don't think they've talked to any other companies. I think it's just Impact. Rosemary is injured. Jessica, maybe.
Chelsea Green, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people were saying her and Matt Cardona in the Rumble. So maybe Chelsea Green. And here's the thing. I do not like Matt Cardona, the person. I think he's probably a dick. But If you're going to have him in the Rumble, you can't have him come out as Zack Ryder. You can't.
Right.
Sadly, you can't. Like, he has to come out as the dipshit that is Matt Cardona.
Right.
So, I don't know if they would do that. Because, like, the other day at the GCW show, he had on a vest that said, fuck Mick Foley on it. So, you know, you'd have to, okay, I hate Matt Cardona, but I have to give him this. The guy is, like, thriving on the indies. And I did not see that coming. Like, I really did not see that coming. I was like, he's going to go do a stupid show about his fucking action figures. Now I'm like, well, shit. His match against Janela sucked. It blew. We'll talk about that later, but I think it was booking wise bad, though. I think it's more of a booking bad. Anyway, I'll have my dissertation about the GCW show, so we'll talk about that later. The men's. Should we do Final Four in the winter?
Sure.
Okay. My winner is very different because I'm trying to be...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Positive. Trying to be hopeful. And it all makes sense. And the end. All makes sense. My winner, Kevin Owens.
I would love that. I actually thought about that.
Kevin Owens. Because there's a rhyme and reason to this, guys. Crown Jewel's coming up. Elimination Chamber, Crown Jewel, whatever the fuck they're going to call it. So that's coming up. Come with me on this one. Lashley wins against Brock, which is who I have. Lashley winning against Brock. And then Lashley has faced somebody at Crown Jewel. Who's he going to face? Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins, who now the fans are getting behind as a heel. Very strange. Goes on to defeat Bobby Lashley in Saudi Arabia. And at WrestleMania, we have Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins for the WWE Championship.
That makes sense. Yes.
That's how my booking might. That and plus, I feel like there was a little bit of a seed planted the other day because Kevin was like, oh, you're going to beat Roman. You're going to beat Roman. He goes, and then you're going to give me a shot at the title.
Yeah.
So I was like.
Yeah, they've been putting them in a lot of different scenarios together. Yeah.
So I'm like, it's coming. It's coming. I think it's going to be Seth.
Wouldn't that be awesome if Kevin won it at WrestleMania? I'd be so happy for
him.
What
if he wins the Rumble and Mania? I'd be like, well, fuck me. Did not see that one coming. Well, I kind of did, but you know. I kind of just saw that happening, but you know.
And then we'd have Brock and Roman still at Mania.
Well, that would give the fans what they want and then give Vince what he wants. Right?
It's true.
I mean, I think that's logical. Because otherwise, who else is going to face Bobby Lashley?
Who knows?
And you're kind of shoehorning the winner of the Rumble to be from Raw. Because we all know at Mania it's going to be Lesnar and Roman.
Right.
So you're kind of forcing it having to be somebody from Raw. Which my dream opponent will not win at that point. Baron Corbin. But he's in my Final Four. Yes. He's in my Final Four. So it's going to be Baron Corbin. Kevin Owens. Moose from Impact.
And in the Final Four?
In the Final Four. and Austin Theory. Now, Bully, this, just wait. Because the Vince and Austin Theory have this thing going, right? Like,
right.
Like, oh, I'm going to send a selfie to your mom, you fucking idiot. Moose eliminates Austin Theory. And Vince is pissed. And the rumor is, there's some rumor and innuendo going around on the streets that Shane McMahon might have a match at WrestleMania. I wonder how and who Shane McMahon would face at WrestleMania.
That would be perfect.
Oh my God. You know what? If this doesn't happen, they need to hire me, because now all of this just makes sense. Like, this just all makes sense. Because then Vince is going to be like, what the fuck, Austin Theory? You let some guy from another company eliminate you? Would that would piss Vince off enough.
Mm-hmm.
To call Shane. There you go. Boom. But I have Baron in there for a reason.
I just don't know. Because I don't know. You could be right. That could be right. I hope you're right.
That would make a lot of sense, right?
But what if it is Brock?
I feel like it's
gonna... Well, Brock is definitely going to be in the Rumble, you think?
No.
You don't think he'll come out?
Huh. I think it's going to be a situation where Lashley beats the shit out of him, along with Roman. Roman will be... in skedaddling in this match.
Okay.
So it's not going to be just like, oh, Lashley beats the shit out of him by himself. No. It's Lashley and Roman and the Usos. So there's... And then Heyman's going to be like, well, that wasn't fair because Roman and the Usos and blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, okay, well, Brock can go to the Elimination Chamber. See? That might make too much sense. But it all makes sense to me. That's the logical way, right? I don't think he's going to be in it. I don't. Plus, they're going to want a big happy finish for the fans going out of this pay-per-view. They're not going to want fans.
A lot of the fans love Brock right now, though.
I don't think he's going to win. I don't think.
Okay, so we'll say Brock's not going to be there. I would say AJ.
Yes.
Austin Theory. I was already thinking Kevin Owens, but now I don't know who my fourth person is. Because I want to, because Kevin makes sense, but then like you could do a wild card and say Austin wins it. This way, wild card probably won't happen, but you could do that. But who would my fourth
person be? Who could be a good four?
Finn? No.
So you have AJ, Kevin Owens, Austin Theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need somebody from SmackDown. Because they're not going to, they don't want all four from Raw.
Yeah.
Shin? Huh? Maybe? Shin? Or, I mean, that's why I put Baron. Baron. Trying to think who else saw on SmackDown.
Huh.
I'm just saying it had to be one from SmackDown, I think. Because they're going to want them to be like, oh, it could be anybody.
Right.
Even though you know it's not going to be anybody.
I don't know. I'm so confused because I don't know.
See, that's kind of the fun part. We don't know. Hold on. Let me pull up a list from SmackDown and we can. Oh. Wait, is he on SmackDown? Wait. I think I found your fourth.
Huh.
Hold on. SmackDown. Cesaro.
That would be nice.
Cesaro. Drew. Oh, Drew.
Drew. Right. Yeah.
Kofi.
Huh.
I'm trying to think. It would have to be like a Kofi, Sammy and Kevin in the final four, maybe. Baron. I'm trying to think of who's at that level of like.
Right.
Yeah, it would have to be either a Cesaro, a Baron, a Kofi, a Sheamus, or a Shen, Sammy. Have to be at that level, I think. Unless you're gonna Pat do a run in, you get Pat Mackey do a run in. Corey Graves is in the final four.
That'd be great.
I don't think so. I mean, out of those people, I could see any of those people making the final four.
Guess you can bring NXT in. You can maybe have Pete or
Braun Breaker, Ciampa, a returning Johnny Gargano. I think it's gonna happen. I may be stupid, but I think he's coming back. I don't think. I think they're giving him enough time for Candace to shoot that baby out, and then.
I don't know.
I mean, if you're gonna do the theory of three Raw and a SmackDown, you're kind of boxing yourself into like a Baron, a Cesaro, Kofi.
I could see Baron being there just because Vince loves him.
We love him. We'd be so happy for him.
And him and Moss, you know, him and Moss will be in there together and get eliminating people for a while. So,
well, and then he'll eliminate Moss.
Mm-hmm.
He's already done it once, but he'll do it again. But I think that would be good for Baron, because then he could walk around and say, well, the rest of you got eliminated.
Right.
And I didn't. I made it to the final four. Where were you? But yeah, it would have to be somebody like a Shin, Cesaro, Sammy, Baron. Sadly, that's like
that's it.
Picture two is that, because, you know, who's going to beat Roman? Nobody. Honestly, I don't even know Brock will win at Mania.
I don't know.
I think part of me wonders, will Roman take out Brock? And then all of a sudden you hear The Rock's music hit, and then that's where we start it for LA.
Could be. And then he's champion for a whole nother year. Oh, dear Lord.
He's champion for a whole nother year. I know. I would be like, and then he beats The Rock, and then it's like, we got a whole nother year. Oh, man. God. I don't know, girl. I don't know.
How about this? Who do you want to win both of them? If you could pick, who would you pick?
I have a couple. Baron, obviously. Because we haven't seen Baron against Roman in a while. And they had some good matches. Finn, obviously, because he's Finn Balor, and we love him.
And he deserves another title shot.
He does. But you know what? Crazy thing is, this is only his second Royal Rumble. So, who knows? It's the second. Maybe the third time's a charm, and he'll win next year.
Maybe.
Trying to think. Because we have a whole other rumor to talk about, which everybody's asking me about the rumor, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the rumor going into it, but another person I'd like to win, I wouldn't mind Kofi. I think Kofi and Lashley would be good.
Cesaro would be nice. Never happened. Cesaro
would be nice. Sammy, Kevin, you know. I think that's about it. Baron. Shin winning again would be nice, but I think he'd have to face Lashley. He won't face Roman. Plus Rick Boogs playing out Shinsuke's music at a WrestleMania. If he was night one, I would go. I would go. I'd be like, fuck yeah, I'll go. Just for that entrance. Who else is on your dream list? Is there anybody we haven't covered?
Actually, Kevin definitely is, and Finn. And Baron, but I feel like I had somebody. I mean, I would love for Pete to get it. Never happened, but I would love for Pete to get it.
I think he will, but not now.
Yeah.
I think give it like 3 or 4 more years. I think we could be talking about it.
Won't happen, but Ciampa would be nice. Bless his heart.
Another one in like 3 or 4 more years, I could see it happen.
AJ.
Because he would need to. He hasn't won a Rumble yet.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't won I don't think he's won an Elimination Chamber either. Because Bray won the one. Yeah, I don't think he has. So that would be a feather in the cap. But we also have to remember Money in the Bank's coming up too.
All right.
which I might actually try to go to Money in the Bank. It's in Vegas, so I could just take a $50 flight there.
Oh, we forgot Olmos. I think Olmos will make it far because I feel like they want to make him look dominant, so I can see him going pretty far.
I mean, in my universe, Sammy and Kevin are going to team up. Only because, remember the last pay-per-view, Kevin's like, I have to go find my soulmate. And I'm like, oh my God. So what if they get in there? So that was the other rumor, was what if Sammy screws everybody out and Kevin wins?
Oh.
And Sammy's like, Cammy's back, baby. And I'm like, please let this happen.
I can see that.
My heart would burst with like pride. I'd be like, we're looking at him. Or like, the other scenario going around is Knoxville is like being an asshole to Sammy and Kevin eliminates him.
Oh.
And I'm like, I need a Cammy moment. I need a Cammy moment. Please. Please. I need Cammy in my life. They're so cute. Just so cute. Anyway, let's talk about the rumors, shall we?
Yes.
So let's talk about the elephant in the room. The rumor is Bray's going to be in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Uh-uh.
I don't think so.
But oh, we forgot about Alexa. Alexa could be in the final winning. Four. No, but she could be in the final four. She could.
I think they're going to wait until she's
finished her little counseling.
She's done with her therapy. They'll do it. But yeah. I don't think it's going to be like that. I don't think. I really don't. The next rumor, I mean, the Bray rumor is attractive just because I want to see him. I'm like, I would love to have him go in and just like, he's not gonna win, but you know, just to see him, just to see the entrance one last time, like that would be, I'd be like, oh, okay. Eliminate Randy. There you go. Let him eliminate Randy and Riddle. And then he could go. He'll just get out and leave. He's like, bye, I'm done. Fuck this place. The other rumor, people are saying Braun Strowman, aka Adam Shear. I don't think so. Obviously the rumor Brock. That rumor is going around. So, and of course the Forbidden Door rumor. I don't know.
You said that there's going to be two. Who's the other one?
So I think Moose would be one. I think the other one would be Cass.
Ah.
I think it'd be Cass. Either that, if not Cass, I think, in my mind, the dream one would be Sammy Callahan. But I think he's still hurt. That's a no. The other one would be, they're not gonna do EC3 because he would cut a promo about how like they all suck and everything. Yeah, Cass, I could see, fuck, what's his face? Fuck me. I just lost my train of thought. maybe Enzo? Huh? Matt Cardona, maybe. Trying to think of who else was released who would go back. I'm again thinking it would have to be from Impact.
Right. Heath Slater might go back.
Maybe. That's a Rhino, maybe. I could see Rhino. But I don't know. We'll find out. All right. So now on to the next, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oscar just went out. I don't care. We'll leave it up. So my next match is going to be Edge and Beth Phoenix versus The Miz and Maryse.
Edge and Beth better win. Who knows? Maryse and Miz could pull some shit and win.
They could. It's very possible.
Because Maryse isn't going to want to wrestle Beth. She's going to be running all over the place.
Yeah. Maryse is not going to want to wrestle Beth. She's going to run around scared.
If they, I don't know. I would say Beth and Edge, but there could be some shenanigans.
I think it's going to be Beth and Edge. I don't see this feud going further.
A lot of people are saying, oh, it could go to WrestleMania. I'm like, do people really want to see that, though?
Nah.
I'd rather see Edge face The Miz on his own.
I do like to see how happy Edge looks being paired with Beth, though. He looks so happy.
He looks so thrilled. I think, personally, I could see the feud going longer, but I don't see Maryse and Beth being involved in the next match. I think it'll be Edge and The Miz. Only because I think maybe Beth will pin Maryse.
That makes sense.
And then Edge will be like, well, you didn't pin me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I hope they have the Brood entrance at the Royal Rumble. Because, like, how cool would the Brood version of Beth be?
That's true.
That would be cool. That would get me. I'd be excited for that. So that would be exciting in my book that, you know, the Brood Beth. I love that entrance, too. God, it's so good. God, it's amazing. All right. Next match is Dewdrop/Piper Niven, because we don't call her Dewdrop on this show, versus Becky Lynch.
Becky.
Duh. Hello. Knock, knock. Hello.
Whole reason why we're having to put up with this Ronda bullshit.
I'm over here like baby. I'm Bailey. Knock, knock. Hello. Yeah. You know what? I want Bailey to come back and just, like, have her talk show again and just talk shit on people. It'd be funny. She's just like, yeah, that Becky Lynch. Yeah, fuck her. All right. Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins. I'm going Roman Reigns. Okay. Now, we do have to preface this with, there is a section of the wrestling community who thinks it'll be my theory, but backwards. So they think Seth's going to win, and Roman will go to the, the Elimination Chamber, and go against Brock for the WWE Championship, and Seth will face Kevin for the Universal Championship.
Huh. Yeah, because
the titles will switch.
No.
I mean,
Roman's not going to lose.
If it does happen, that kind of gets to where I wanted to go anyway, so I'm like, I don't care either way, but I think the way I had it was better, but, you know, whatever. I don't think Roman's going to lose.
Uh-uh.
I don't. I think Seth will lose. And I don't think it'll be clean, which is how he gets his title shot against Lashley. Because I think the Usos will, even though they're barred from ringside, they'll come out and then they'll be like, it's a disqualification. Bah. Or the Usos' brother on NXT will come out.
Huh.
They're like, well, you banned the Usos, but you didn't ban him. Bah! God, there's not... It's crazy. I mean, I know Charlotte's in that match, but it seems like this card is really short.
Mm.
Which makes me wonder how long these Rumble matches are going to be. Shit. All right. Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley.
I guess Bobby.
I'm going to go Lashley. Especially if it's the first match.
Mm.
It's going to be Bobby.
Yeah.
Because that works for both of our scenarios. Because that way, if he's the first match, that means Brock's going to be in the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
If he's in the middle of the card, though, Maybe not. Maybe Brock will win. Yeah, my thing is, I could make a point for both of these title matches. I can make a point for either person winning.
Right.
Which is interesting. Like, I could see the booking on if either anybody won. I could see that. But I don't think... Part of me wonders, like, does Roman go against Brock for the WWE Championship only because then they could say the WWE Championship's on SmackDown?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because then, you know, SmackDown's pretty much the A show. Is that where they're going with this?
Who knows?
And Kevin Owens can be a two-time Universal Champion after Mania. So, I don't know. But then, a lot of people are saying, well, how does Sami Zayn factor into it? I was like, he should just go to Raw. We're just going to move him. I mean, they do it to other people, right?
True.
Yeah, just like Sami go to Raw. And then he could be with Kevin. He just shows up. Him and Kevin are, they're a duo now. They're a duo. They are together. So, yeah. I just know it's gonna, I mean, however we get there, it's gonna be Seth and Kevin and Brock and Roman at Mania.
Right.
How we get there, I don't know. Maybe Kevin wins the Elimination Chamber. Maybe Kevin wins the Rumble. Who knows? I don't know, guys. I don't know. Because we are forgetting that the person who wins the Rumble could pick who they want to choose.
Right.
So that does make a point for Brock to win the Rumble, because then Brock can say he wants to face Roman, and then Kevin wins the Chamber. I don't know, guys. But Kevin doesn't go to Saudi Arabia, so then you're like, well, I don't think Kevin could be in there. So. There you go.
There's options.
There's a lot of options here, but all of the options kind of lead to those four. I don't know. Because I don't know who Bobby would face at Mania.
I don't know.
Like, who? Who would Bobby face at Mania? Like, whoever it is would have to win the Elimination Chamber. If, say, Brock, well, yeah, because if Brock wins the Rumble and chooses Roman, whoever would face Bobby has to win the Elimination Chamber.
Right.
So, I don't know. And that's why the whole Kevin winning makes so much sense, though. So, I don't know. We'll see. I think they're going to want one Rumble where the fans are happy and one Rumble where Vince is happy.
That makes sense.
I think that's where they're going with this. Maybe. And I know a lot more fans would be happy if Kevin won than if Brock won. Because there's still a lot of fans who hate Brock. I am one of them. There is a lot of fans who do hate Brock. Like, I don't know.
I don't hate him.
And then after all this, Money in the Bank's coming up. So. Anyway, we'll see what happens on this shit show. We'll see. So next we're going to talk about the GCW show. And I'm going to have my long essay about the GCW show.
Okay.
Because there were some things I really liked and some things that I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And I will say that all of this has nothing to do with the wrestlers. The wrestlers were all actually very good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were all very good. You could tell they were excited to be there. My biggest problem was the timing of the show. So, they gave the first three matches a lot of time. Like, a lot of time. And that's great in theory, but you have to realize when you're on pay-per-view, like actual pay-per-view, not fight, you can't run over. So it kind of screwed over the Briscoes, Nick Gage, Box, Allie Ketch, Ruby Soho, and Effie and Double J.
kind of screwed them all over. And even the Briscoe said that was some bullshit. We want a rematch because they were up against a fucking pay-per-view cutoff.
Mm-hmm.
So, which the match was actually really good until they had to cut it off. Like, shit, it was good. So, that was my first problem with it, is how much time they gave those matches. They gave Cardona and Janela over 20 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was honestly the weirdest fucking 20 minutes of my life. Because, like, so you start with Cardona, who comes out to Sandman's entrance. He has Enter Sandman playing, and he's doing the whole thing from, like, One Night Stand. And the fans are shitting on it. It is great. Like, there's signs that are like, if Cardona wins, we riot. Like, shit is like, people are pissed. And him, and I mean, I respect it, because if I was a wrestler with my husband, I would live for that moment of, like, everybody just fucking hating me. Like, I would live for that moment. So it was cool. The entrance was cool. I'll give them that. Then you have Janela come out, and I'm like, okay, you know, Janela's usual entrance. So I'm like, oh, all right. So then the match starts. Cool. Everything's great. Then Hornswoggle shows up. Yes. Hornswoggle shows up. And then it's like, okay, that's a little weird. And then one of Joey Janela's friends shows up, and he's wrestling in the match. Yeah. Oh, just wait. This is just the beginning of, like, so Joey Janela's friend is a very big man, and not big muscular, but big. So he is chasing Hornswoggle around while Chelsea's freaking out, and Cardona and Janela are in the ring. Yes. Yes. And then Brian Myers comes out, and Brian Myers is in the match now. And literally, you're just like, what in the fucking hell just happened there?
So when he came out as Hornswoggle, was he dressed like Hornswoggle, or was he like,
yes, he was dressed as Hornswoggle. So he's there as Hornswoggle. And I'm just like, okay, what the fuck? So they come out, and then Marco Stunt comes out after what you call it, Brian Myers.
Huh.
Brian, yeah, Marco Stunt then comes out. Yes. And then finally, Matt Cardona wins. But he wins. And then X-Pac comes out.
The heck?
Yes. And by the end of it, it was the most overbooked match that I've ever seen in my life. At one point, I was like, what the fuck is this? It was the biggest clusterfuck ever. At the end, I was like, yay, X-Pac's here. Like, I had no clue what I watched. And then finally, I'm like, X-Pac's here. Yeah. So all that shit happened, meaning the Briscoes match got cut short. So that's my problem with that one. Yes, the Briscoes match was 5 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay, so the first three matches. So it was 16 minutes for the ladder match. Okay, that's about normal for a ladder match. And the six-man tag was 15 minutes. Then you had Leah Rush versus Blake Christian. It was supposed to be Jonathan Grisham for the Ring of Honor title. He got COVID, so Lio Rush had to step in. That was 12 minutes. I think you could have cut back to 2 minutes from that. Then you had the over 20 minute clusterfuck of Janela and Cardona, which means Allie and Ruby Soho only got 9 minutes. Effie and Double J got 11 minutes. Mox and Homicide for the belt got 11 minutes. And the Briscoes got 5.
Wow.
Yeah. The fuck? In all honesty, and this is an unpopular opinion, I think you could have cut out Blake Christian and Lio Rush. Just cut that match out. Cut back the Cardona and Janela match at least 10 minutes. And then gave Ruby and Allie 12 minutes. You could have gave a couple more minutes to Janela and or Double J and Effie. I feel like Mox and Homicide was about right, and then gave the rest of the time to the ending match.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
They were pissed too, right?
Yeah. Everybody was pissed.
But the because business, I think, said something about it.
Because the match was good. That's the problem, is like you gave the clusterfuck 25 minutes, but like the match that was actually good was like, oh, you get 5.
Hmm.
So Matt Tremont and Nick Gage, like, when Nick Gage came out, the place went fucking bananas. And then you give him 5 minutes. Like, I don't like that booking. Uh-huh. I hate. My other issue with it is I felt like Effie and Allie both needed to win.
And they didn't win?
They didn't win. Uh-huh. So the thing that got me was you have Joey Janela. Is a GCW original, right?
Uh-huh.
He lost to Cardona. You have Allie Ketch, another GCW mainstay, lost to Ruby Soho. You had Effie, another GCW original, lost to Double J. At their biggest show that they've ever had.
Huh.
I don't like that. I feel like that... That didn't make much sense at all. And I don't see why Ruby had to win. Why? Like, she couldn't have put Allie over. And that has nothing to do with Ruby. I'm sure Ruby didn't care, but I feel like Allie deserved, like, with everything they gave Allie, they gave her that very emotional, like, vignette. They gave her, like, she's in there, and nobody thought she'd ever be there, and it's just, like, how? Like, how? I don't get it. I don't get it. And then, Effie, poor fucking Effie, guy has one of the biggest entrances of the night. People are, like, chanting Effie's name. They're, like, going off, and then Double J wins.
Huh.
Why? I don't know. Like, why? Even though, like, there were some spots in the match where it was hilarious. Like, Effie loving being choked. That was... And the chant was, Daddy likes it. That was great. Like, God, that was amazing. And then there was a moment where Effie shoved his ripped fishnets into Double J's mouth. Like, that's the shit we're here for. I'm like, I'm sorry. You could have cut a bunch of time for that Cardona match and gave me more Effie. I'm sorry, but so that was my other problem was how can you have them lose?
Well, that makes sense. How? And guy trying to establish himself versus an older guy, like,
yeah. I mean, you have I will say Effie did the match was good. But I felt like if they had more time, that could have been better. And then Allie and that's the thing. The matches were good. It's just other than the clusterfuck. The clusterfuck was terrible. And Janela should have just won that shit. Like, yeah. But yeah, Allie and Effie both should have won. Bussy should have won, damn it. They could have had a victory dance. Also, guys, Jen has to go to WrestleMania because the big gay brunch. There's drag queens. Polo's going to be there. We could go see Polo.
Oh.
He's going to be there. And Effie's going to be there with his ripped fishnets.
Shoving them in somebody's mouth.
Shoving them in people's mouths is going to be great. They might come out as Team Bussy and play WAP. That is our scene. That'll be the best. Jen, what if that's the best show of Mania weekend?
It probably will be.
You and I will get day drunk and go to the big gay brunch. Drag queens, fucking Effie. Like, it'll be great. It'll be great. It'll be the best show of the weekend. What if that's the show that gets you back into wrestling? You're like, oh my God, that show was why I love wrestling. Oh my God. Also, can I just say Mox versus Homicide was not good. Not on Mox's part either.
Oh.
I think it's the booking and Homicide. Just everybody knew Homicide wasn't going to win. We all knew it was going to be Mox. Mox right. came out. He looks great.
Right.
He's looking great. He looks like Dean Ambrose again, which, you know, good for him. He's doing good things. He comes out. The crazy thing is, he looked happier to be at GCW than he did at AEW. Like, he looked like, fuck, this is my element. I'm happy. This is my happy place.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
He looked thrilled to be there. But again, I think that's another one that just suffered from timing. But yeah. Huh. The Briscoes came out. I was like, oh God, Jen's going to love this.
Poor guys.
I know. They're going to get a rematch, though. They're getting a rematch. So they better give them fucking 20 minutes. Fuck.
Minimum.
Everybody was like, Gage versus Jay Briscoe's a dream match, and you give us 5 minutes? Are you fucking kidding me? What kind of WWE shit is this? Honestly, though, that's a match that I want to see one-on-one is Gage and Jay Briscoe. Because they would beat the living shit out of each other. Like, at one point, Jay went through a door. Like,
oh, Lord.
Fucking broke the door. I'm like, the fuck? And they're like, Nick Gage got the pin. I'm like, wait, what? We were just getting started. That entrance, though, was fire. God. That's another one. Hey, WrestleCon, somehow if you're hearing this, can we get like Nick Gage and Effie and Allie at WrestleCon? Because I'd like to meet them. I'd like to meet them and not so much like fucking JBL. Okay. They're like, oh, JBL's announced. I'm like, the fuck does that do for me? Like, the fuck? Yeah, JBL. Yeah, that's ooh, baby. That's yeah. Though if they do announce Jay, I'm probably going to get Jay's.
You should.
I'm going to go see Jay, damn it. They'd be like, Jay White.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I agree with this decision. Anyway, that happened. But yeah, the GCW show, I think. And, you know, Brett Lauderdale, who is the... who is the owner of GCW? He even said as well, you know, that he agrees with what everybody's saying, and you know, this was their first like big show, so he's aware they're making changes, which is more than I could say for other companies. So there you go.
You live and learn.
You live and learn. No, and nobody's really mad at him. They're just like, hey, this is what was wrong. He's like, yeah, I get it. Okay. Everybody's cool. Nobody's mad. There is one thing I'm mad about, though, this week. Fucking Danhausen is in AEW now.
Like, full time?
Like, full time.
Oh, no.
I'm like, great. Fucking great. Now what? Though, you know what? I can put one feather in my hat. Everybody said Wyndham would have showed up by now. And I was like, I told y'all. He ain't coming.
Yeah.
This man does not show up when you want him to show up. We know that already. Also, he ain't going. He don't want to be there. God, people. But anyway, yes, Danhausen is in AEW. And it breaks my fucking heart that I can no longer watch Danhausen unless he's at another promotion. I will tell you, though, it was like when Mox is in GCW, I'm always like, I'm so happy you're here. I can still watch you and still like you. Not give a single fucking dollar to Tony Khan and those assholes. Isn't it great when they show up in other places and you can watch them again?
That's true, but...
I gave my money to Brett Lauderdale, which I'd rather give my money to Brett Lauderdale than give my money to Tony Khan.
Right.
Yeah. So, there you go. Which, you know, because Brett Lauderdale was a real fan, unlike Tony Khan, so, you know. Let's talk about the other rumor. There's two rumors on this one. Cody Rhodes is supposedly hated backstage.
Shocker.
Shocker. We knew this. This was something that we've known for ages, that he's a prick. He's a prick. He's also acting like he has saved something yet again. Don't ask me what, because I don't watch that show, but he's acting like he is the savior of something yet again. Again, shocker. He is also saying that he's working on a handshake deal that he hasn't signed with AEW, guys. It's a work.
Huh.
It's a work. Which I will say, like 2 weeks ago, we talked about this and we thought it was not a work, right? Oh, no, 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 no. It's a work. And you know how I know this?
How?
You're the EVP of a company, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? Wouldn't you have known your contract date?
Well, yeah.
You're an executive vice president. You'd know your contract date, right? Okay. And everybody else would know your contract date because you're the executive vice president of a company.
Right.
Right. And what is coming up in Cody Rhodes' life that he could exploit, because he exploits everything in his fucking life? His marriage, his kid. What is there he can exploit?
What is it?
Well, wrote his little reality show. Season two.
Oh
yeah. So
there's already been a whole season of that.
There is, yes. Oh. Yeah, apparently, according to people I know who watch who don't like it, they say literally it's Cody acting like he's a savior to everything and his wife complaining about being pregnant all the time. So it's on brand. It's on brand. I could give them that. They're what you see is what you get with these right. people. So that would be a good season finale for whatever their show, Roads to the Something. What is a good season finale of that show?
Huh.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good.
Huh. And they'll have a whole season two of, will I sign? Won't I sign? I don't know. You ain't gonna fucking sign, you dumb fuck. We know you're gonna sign.
Where else would you go?
Where else are you going to fucking go? You ain't going to go to GCW. You're too pretty for that. You're not going to go to fucking WWE. Oh, he could go to WWE again. Just because he'd be like, look, guys, I came back. I came back, guys. Look at me. I'm Cody Rhodes. And then Roman Reigns would punch him in the fucking face. So, yeah. Yeah, it's a work. It's a fucking work. But apparently everybody hates him. So that could be true. Who knows? But I'm going to say it is, because it seems on brand for him.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yes. seems mighty on brand. So, you know, that's your we hate Cody Rhodes news for the week.
Like, there's specific people that hate him, or it was just
that nobody it's just him. That people backstage don't like him. Oh. And I'm like, I wonder why. He literally says in a promo, racism is no longer a thing because I have a black daughter. Like, what the fuck? Like, and there's literally people who like AEW who are like, Cody, do you not realize, like, you're a parody of yourself at this point? Like, they're like, what the fuck are you doing, you dumbass? Yeah. I don't know. But there is a lot of contracts coming up for AEW. And Peter Avalon is one who has not resigned. I also think, you know what? I just, light bulb, Brian Cage could show up in the Royal Rumble. Brian Cage. There you go. And everybody would be like, oh my God, Forbidden Door. And he'd be like, oh my God, contract. Brian Cage is exactly what Vince likes.
That's true.
Vince is like, oh baby, look at him. I'm gonna
think about
I'm gonna
that
climb
later.
Him. I'm gonna climb him like a tree. It's like when I see Wyndham. Vince and I have the same reaction. I'm gonna climb that bitch like a tree. Yes. Yes. That's what it is. That's what it is. You just look at him. It's like when you see Jay Briscoe, where does your mind go? It wanders away, and you're just like, yes indeed, there he is. So I think Brian Cage could show up eventually.
Good point.
Huh. Also,
I would know who he was, but
well, that's what they thought about AJ Styles.
That's true.
And then he showed up, and then the place went fucking wild. You have to do it at a show where there's a lot of, like, hardcore fans.
All right.
You can't do it at a show where it's, like fucking Backlash. Like, you can't be like, you should have been Fastlane. fucking shows up at TLC. God damn. It's very strange. It's very strange. I don't know. I think he could show up at the Rumble. Now that I'm thinking about it.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like Brian Cage, but sure. The best part is he's friends with the Young Bucks and he got screwed over. So I'm like, yeah, fuck, go ahead. Do what you want. Fuck. You want to go to the dark side? Go to the dark side. This is going to be fun to watch. It's going to be a fucking trip to watch. And then Joey Janela may not be re-signing, but he'll be going to GCW, obviously.
All right.
But, yeah. I feel like there's somebody we're forgetting that, like, could fucking surprise us.
In the men?
Yeah. I feel like we're forgetting people. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe because then we'll be really surprised.
That's true.
But it just, I feel like we're on the right track, but at the same time, I'm like, then it might be too obvious. But then again, how many times did I book the Funhouse 2 weeks before it happened? So, like, maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. Also, if Bray/Wyndham, whatever your name is now, if you want to show up at the Women's Royal Rumble and throw that one bitch, you know, that bitch who ruined your time, throw her, like, I don't know, throw her into a pit of fire or something. Just like fire. Just burn it. Yeah. We don't need that shit. So, like, yeah, just get rid of it. Just you know, give her the toss across. Right into a pit of fire. And then I'll laugh. I feel like I'd be not. I know the men would be like, oh my God, our baby,
They'd be screaming, "My baby!" And I'd be like, "Bitch, burn the bitch to the ground.
Burn the bitch to the ground, okay?" God, if she wins, if we're wrong and she wins the Rumble over fucking Ronda Rousey. No, Ronda would go to Saudi Arabia.
That's true.
She would. Maybe we're, you know what? We could be wrong. Maybe Ronda will go to Saudi Arabia.
That's a good point.
Maybe she'll go to the Elimination Chamber. Wasn't she? Anyway, yeah, she was in his last name.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe she'll show up and go fuck off over there. I don't watch that show, so that would be good for us, because I don't even watch those fucking shows. So that could be good for us if that were to happen. Which means somebody with SmackDown would have to win. Which you could do. Bayley, Naomi, Asuka. Asuka's a free agent. You could do Asuka and Charlotte at Rania too and have Asuka win.
There you go.
I'm okay with Bayley, Asuka winning, or Charlotte wins and she chooses Lita. Guys, what if we're right here? What if this is it? What if we just found the good, I don't want, I don't want Charlotte to win. I don't want her to win. But what if we just found the loophole? Like, I'd rather Charlotte win over Ronda. Maybe we just found a loophole. Maybe we found the exit that we needed. I hope. I really hope that I'm like, yeah, that totally makes sense.
Well, it was nice to think about who's willing to go over there and who's not. So
yeah, well, Becky already went. Bianca would go. But that's the thing, is if Ronda's going to win the Elimination Chamber, they could just throw anybody in there. Whoever's willing to go. I mean, it's going to be like Natalya, because you know, fucking Natalya does anything for attention. She does anything for attention, guys. So you know, she'd go. But like, that's why that kind of makes sense, though, because if Charlotte wins, she picks Lita. That means Lita and Charlotte don't have to go.
Right.
So if we're going to have Lita and Charlotte, that could be how we get there. And then Ronda wins the Elimination Chamber in Saudi Arabia because, you know, she doesn't have any morals or anything. So, you know, fuck her. Unless she's not vaccinated, then she can't go.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. You got to remember. But apparently 99% of people in the WWE are vaccinated. Superstars are all vaccinated.
I bet she's not.
She may not be because, you know, she has no morals or ethics, or she doesn't believe in science. So, you know. Plus, she's a homophobe, just like Brock. Also, Brock is vaccinated, I found out.
Oh.
Brock is vaccinated. So Brock can go to Saudi Arabia. Only because he's Canadian technically now. So he had to get vaccinated to come back.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So Brock is vaccinated. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. Brock is vaccinated. Did not think that would ever happen, but here we are. Huh. Brock's vaccinated.
Interesting.
I know. That's like the biggest news of the show. Brock Lesnar is vaccinated. You know who probably isn't? Taker.
Probably not.
He's not. Which then you're like, Michelle McCool can't go to the Elimination Chamber. Because Michelle McCool probably isn't vaccinated either. Fucking QAnon motherfuckers. Kane's not vaccinated. He's not.
No.
No. I think Bray is. Unless he left before the mandate. Because they have to be to travel. So if you see anybody on any of the tours, Baron's vaccinated. If Baron Corbin can do it, you could do it too. Yeah. So if you see any of them on like a European tour or in Saudi, that's because they're vaccinated. So if you're an anti-vaxxer and like those wrestlers, well, there you go. Right?
Makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. I didn't think about that until the other day when somebody brought it up when they're like, Brock's not vaccinated. And they're like, no, he is for this reason. And I'm like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. Anyway, guys, I think we're good. Can you think of anything else we haven't discussed?
No, you should plug where you're going to be next, though. You got two recordings.
I know. I'm double booked. Oh, my God. But here's the bad thing, though, is like, oh, you could watch it. I was going to say it's live, so you're not going to know where to go right now, but you could go later. Right? Right. So I'm going to be, let me grab the info. Let me grab my information here. So I'm going to be on the Bammer Slammer podcast, who is my friend Dave, not LaGreca. Because there's two Daves. There's Dave, not LaGreca, and Dave LaGreca. So we got two Daves going. And we actually have a special guest on that show. We got Jimmy Corderas, who was a referee for the WWE for like 30 years. All so, right. Yeah. Yeah. I have to get into Abby the Witch mode because I just come back with witty remarks all the time. That's my job.
That's your niche on the show.
It's my niche. I just sit in my little window and go, that sucks. Fuck that bitch.
So everybody tune in for that.
Yeah, everybody tune in for me in my little window going like, ew, fuck that bitch. I have to be like PG though, because Dave not LaGreca is like churchy. So I have to be PG. So I could be like, F that bitch. F that B. Wow. Yes. But anyway. Oh, one last thing, guys. I rewatched all the Firefly Funhouse episodes.
Uh-huh.
I did. I got a little emotional. Abby is still my spirit animal. That last one is definitely very... God, she's in the window and Bray's like, yeah, our friend Alexa. And she's like, fuck that bitch. I'm like, oh, I love you. God, I love you. God. She's great. She's great. Also, when she was like, you woke me up for this. It was very much like, yes. Yes. I use that GIF in real life, actually, guys. My brother will say something. It's like 6 a.m. And I'm like, you woke me up for this? What? Are you kidding me? Anyway. I'm double booked. Life's good. I have to keep this diet going. And... so far, he is not canceled.
Yay!
Yay! So far. God damn it. Somebody brought that up the other day, and I was like, don't say it.
Don't jinx fucking it.
Say it. Don't jinx it for me. Don't ruin my parade.
No.
Also, I'm going to the grassy knoll on Thursday, so don't ruin my parade. I'm going to go see where JFK got shot.
It's a happy time.
Oh my God. My brother was like, wouldn't it be funny if you're walking along the grassy knoll and you just see, you know, Taylor and Wyndham, like, do you think somebody was there? I'd be like, yes, they were. They were there. They were right there. Because there was somebody in the grassy knoll. Okay, guys. There was. That's honestly, I just want to see it to like, I'm not going to like, you know, take pictures. I just want to see it just to be like, visualize it and be like, yes it was. Also, like, I want to go see, there's like supposedly a Bonnie and Clyde thing, so I want to go there too.
Oh.
So I'm kind of living true crime / conspiracy / seeing Wyndham / wrestling. Yeah, there's a lot. Also, I want to find a drag queen somewhere.
We are going to the brunch.
Yeah. I don't want to go alone, though.
Oh, come on. That's like the best place if you have to go alone. That's like the best place to go alone.
To the big gay brunch.
Because everybody's drunk on mimosas and loving everybody.
Or their children. There you go. There's a lot of children. Yes. I'm just like, this is great, guys. This is great. The gays will be there. Last time the gays went. So maybe I'll find them.
There you go.
Maybe I'll find
The LGBTQ plus wrestling group. Maybe I'll find them because I found them on Twitter. I'll find them and be like, guys, we're going to the big gay brunch, right?
There you right? go.
This is happening. They're drag queens. What are we doing? And be like, I'm not gay. I'm an ally. Can I be here? Are allies allowed in this? Yeah. So, but yes, guys, I'm still working on getting somebody to go with me. Who's not a creep. Yes. Anyway, guys, until next week. Bye. Bye.